like you supporting community radio, the idea that listener-sponsored radio matters. We're asking for you to make sure it matters by making that call right now. 713-526-5738, 713-526-5738. You are listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, kpft.org online, facebook.com/kpfthouston, twitter.com/kpft. You can also find us on YouTube, youtube.com/kpfthouston. We are about out of time, though. Thank you so much to everyone who called in during this segment. Please stay tuned for Arab Voices coming up right now. Maybe. Yes.
Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. What a week it has been here at KPFT as we go through our winter membership drive. Last week was very successful for Arab Voices. We met the goal last week to help KPFT reach its overall goal of $300,000. And Arab Voices met its goal of $800 last week. Today, the goal for us is $1,000. And that's when we ask you to help us reach this goal. So this station, your community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM, this commercial-free community radio station, can continue to bring you Arab Voices and a wide range of diverse programming, most of it produced locally here by volunteers, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout the year. Please call right now, support KPFT, support this membership drive, become a member of your community radio station. It's the same number you call us at when you have questions. It is 713-526-5738, Visa, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, cash, check, online at kpft.org. Any way you want, you're welcome to stop by at the station and bring your payments here. We'd love to hear from you. We have several volunteers on standby at Pledge Central waiting to take your call. We'd love to hear from you. We need your support to stay on the air, to stay vibrant, to continue to bring you this wide range of guests that we have been doing on this show for nearly 12 years. This coming April, it will be our 12th anniversary. That's every single Wednesday. That's more than 600 shows. That's more, way above 600 different guests that have appeared on this show live from literally across the world. This station, KPFT, by the way, in about a month, I think, or 2 months, will celebrate its 44th birthday. It was born in 1970, in March of 1970. This radio station, KPFT, Houston, 90.1 FM. And it has survived all these years because of your support. Because 90% of our budget, which is about, I don't know, $1.3 to $1.5 million annually, comes from you, the listeners. We don't accept corporate underwritings. We don't run commercials, as you know, on this station. But we do accept your sponsorship. We accept your pledges. We accept your membership. We accept your friendship. Please give us a call, 713-526-5738, and pledge your support. Let this program reach its goal so we can continue to bring you the topics that we have been covering. We are covering a wide range of topics over the years, and we will continue to do so, especially with the ever-changing, evolving, almost on daily basis, issues throughout the Middle East and in the United States regarding the U.S. foreign policy, the NSA, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Palestine, Egypt, Libya. A lot of issues to talk about. And we bring you guests you don't hear on the corporate media out there. We bring you different views. We bring you alternative media. And we bring you those guests live usually on this program and give you the opportunity to ask them questions for better understanding. Would you support such a radio station? 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. Ernesto Aguilar, our program director, is joining us at Pledge Central to ask for your help, to ask for your support so this station can reach its goal. So this program, Arab Voices, can reach its goal just like we did last Wednesday. And I want to take a moment first to thank those who called in last week, by the way, because of them, we made our goal last week. So many thanks to Gary, Brad, Melissa, Yasser, Edgar, Robert, Bob Carter, Lindmila, Nidal, Haider Sayed. I want to thank you all so much. You made a big difference, and you, your contributions helped us reach our goal last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to more callers today to reach our goal. Ernesto, I know it's early.
Yes.
But we're almost 10 minutes into the program, 9 minutes into the program. I want to play a lot of snippets from audio clips and interviews we've done in the past on this show.
Sure.
And from DVDs for our listeners through the next hour. Very, very selective, even from materials that we are providing as a thank you gift. But how is it going so far?
It is going okay. We have an individual on the line right now visiting with Deb who is picking up the Gary Null package that we offered in the last hour. If you heard that in the last hour and you're intrigued by that at the $175 level, by all means, feel free to give give us a call here at Blood Central, 713-526-5738. We'll be happy to get you connected with that gift, get that gift to you, and we'll credit it toward Arab Voice's overall goal. Saeed, I do want to make a special mention for those who may not have heard about this. We do have a very special thank you gift that was unveiled just a day or two ago, and tickets have been going very, very fast. So if you'd like to pledge and make that contribution now and get in the house for it, you will be credited toward Air Voices, but certainly will be in the door for Amy Goodman's visit here in Houston on Saturday, February 22nd. You can be there for a special luncheon. It'll be a 90-minute luncheon with Amy Goodman. Very small group of folks. We've limited it down to 90 people who can attend this event. Your pledge of $90 will get you a ticket. Now, if you'd like to get a pair of tickets, that's, of course, at the $180 level. But again, once these tickets are gone, they're basically gone. We've already had about 30 folks who have pledged to be at Amy Goodman's talk on February the 22nd. That's a Saturday. So if you would like to be there, now is the time to make that pledge, because I was talking with Dwayne Bradley a little bit earlier and speculated that it's pretty much a sure thing that come Friday, this event will be completely sold out. We announced it just yesterday, and folks have been calling in and making that pledge at 713-526-5738 to see that Amy Goodman luncheon talk on February the 22nd. I want to send a big thank you right now to Ross Klein out in Pearland.
Thank
you. Picked up that Gary Null pack just a few moments ago. We want to get you a thank you gift as well, or we just want you to support KPFT because you appreciate the programming. Whatever it is, however you'd like to make the pledge, this is our final Wednesday of this membership campaign. We're asking for you to please help out KPFT during this program. It's a great program, brings you important contextual international perspectives that you do not get anywhere else in the media. Therefore, it's your chance to remember that this kind of media depends on people just like you. We don't depend on the advertisers. We don't depend on the Halliburtons. We do not depend on the Boeings. We don't depend on the war makers. We depend on listeners. We depend on the people for our support. So we ask you, please don't forget that. 713-526-5738. Again, that Amy Goodman event happening February 22nd. Going to be a lunch gathering. $90 pledge will get you a ticket to that event. But any of the gifts you heard about during the program or during this fundraising campaign, now is the time to make that pledge, because at the end of the program, that will be it for this season. We do want to hear from you. 713-526-5738.
713-526-KPFT is that phone number. We have many other thank you gifts, but I want to reiterate what Ernesto mentioned, because this is Amy Goodman. She's going to be in town February 22nd, and we have special tickets available. Like Ernesto said, and I'm very sure, hey, Amy has been to Houston before, and I've attended those events.
They've been very, very big events. This is a very small, intimate event. It's unlike anything we've done.
And those big ones that when she was here, last time she was here, it was at a huge church, and I was there, and it was packed. There was not a single seat empty. So I can't imagine 90 seats. I'm surprised there's still tickets, but like you said, we just got them. So for $90, you can get a ticket to attend a luncheon with Amy Goodman, and she will be speaking. It's on a Saturday, February 22nd. Two people, you want to buy a couple of tickets, $180 level. You get to see Amy Goodman, you get to have lunch with her, listen to her talk right here in Houston, and at the same time, you're becoming a member of this station, or you're renewing your membership, you're supporting the station, you're supporting what you are doing. And that's how we survive, basically. Mm-hmm. Because only one in about 16 listeners actually call in to pledge support.
Right.
Puts their money. Because this radio station, we are in the fourth largest city in the United States. Tens of thousands of people are out there. I don't know what our listenership is, Ernesto. 130,000, 150,000?
Yes.
Or probably even a whole lot more, because the data is... Anyway. And so you are helping us stay on the air. You're helping everybody else listen, tune in, and get the information that they get through this medium, through KPFT, unlike any other radio in the greater Houston area. 713-526-5738 is that number. Put it on your credit card, pay cash, send us a check later on, whatever methods you want. We can even split it into payments for you. If you want to say, hey, I want to pledge $365, put them on 12 monthly payments, mm-hmm. we can do that for you easily. But please give us a call. Help us reach our goal.
Yes.
Help this radio station stay vibrant, stay on the air to continue to bring you the wide range of programming, just like the program we bring you every day, Monday through Friday, Amy Goodman. Tons of people listen to that program, Flagship of Pacifica. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. Support KPFT and support the work that we do. You may not necessarily agree with everything we say, and that I'll be naive to think if you do, because there are a lot of people out there, even in the Arab American community, all kinds of different views and ranges, especially with what's happening in the Arab world now, with all the revolutions, the uprisings, there's so many names for them out there. But this medium brings you those different views, those different issues. Mm-hmm. And let's talk with those experts, the people who really know the subject matter well. Because yeah. I question many of those experts, Ernesto, that come on all kinds of radio stations and all kinds of TV shows out there and so on, and they become expert after reading an article in a newspaper or reading a book. But the people I bring you on this show are really very selective, who know the subject matter. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call. Over 600 guests that have appeared on this program, literally from around the globe. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I had Dr. Dalia Wasfi live on this program to talk about Iraq and what has happened to Iraq after that destructive war that really destroyed the country, and it's still happening to this day, the destruction in Iraq and the conflict and the wars there and so on. We've had Ghada Muqdad on the show, a Syrian peace activist, talking about Syria early in this month in January. And what's happening there, and what does Geneva II mean, and so on. We've had, a wide range of guests. We've had Naum Chomsky live on this program to talk about various issues. We've had Sahar Aziz, expert on Egyptian matters, to talk about Egypt and what's happening there. Last week, we've had Max Blumenthal live on this program to talk about his brand new book that is available for you this evening also. His book is called Goliath, Life and Loathing in Greater Israel. Max Blumenthal, of course, the award-winning journalist and best-selling author whose articles and video documentaries have appeared in numerous worldwide well-known media outlets. That book is available for you today at the $150 level contributions to KPFT. We can give it to you as a thank you gift if you contribute $150 and ask for it. It's called Goliath, Life and Loathing in Greater Israel. It's a brand new book just released in October or November by Max Blumenthal. If you missed the show last week, you can go always to our archive section online at kpft.org or arabvoices.net. By the way, you will find all these shows I'm talking about, they are all archived there. So you can go back and listen to any of the previous shows if you've missed them. But give us a call, please. Support what we do. 713-526-5738 is that phone number, because this radio station simply cannot do it without you. It is commercial free. We don't interrupt the guests. We don't interrupt your call when you call in. We don't put you on hold. We don't put the guest on hold every 5 minutes or every 3 minutes to run a commercial and so on. And plus, who's going to run commercials on this program? They're probably going to tell the station, hey, shut down Arab Voices and then we'll run commercials and pay you money. Otherwise, we're not going to support such a station. But look at all the other programs that we provide you. But it's you, the listeners, who sponsor such a station. A radio station that brings you truly a wide range of programming around the clock. A radio station that does not accept corporate underwritings. A radio station that gives voice to the voiceless. A radio station that relies on you, the listener, not the corporate world, to stay on the air. 713-526-5738 is that phone number.
713-526-5738 is that number to call. Please make your pledges of support. We do want to hear from you. 713-526-5738 or kpft.org.
Absolutely. That means you can donate online and you can select. It will have an option to select the show. You can select Arab Voices and put in the amount. It's a secure transaction and it will go on your credit card. And it will take you literally maybe a minute or two to enter your information there. 713-526-5738 is the phone number. I want to mention some of the other thank you gifts that are also available. In addition to the Gary Null pack that Ernesto was talking about earlier, in addition to Max Blumenthal book that was just released, Goliath, Life and Loathing in Greater Israel, that's available at the $150 level. I want to talk about a book that was released also very recently, just in the last 2 to 3 months, by Professor Rashid Khalidi. That book is titled Brokers of Deceit, How the U.S. Has Undermined Peace in the Middle East. Actually, it was released almost 10 months ago, I'm sorry, this particular book. Brokers of Deceit, How the U.S. Has Undermined Peace in the Middle East, by Professor Rashid Khalidi, who is, of course, the Edward Said Professor of Arab Studies at Columbia University and a former advisor to the Palestinian negotiators. He's the author of numerous books, including The Palestinian Identity and the Iron Cage, The Story of the Palestinian Struggle, and so many other books. This book is a really must read. It's an examination of the failure of the U.S. as a broker in the Palestinian-Israeli peace process. It talks about three key historical moments over the last seven decades regarding the problem between Israel and Palestine, and that is the problem of the Israeli occupation of Palestine. It's an outstanding book, and that book is available for you this evening also as a thank you gift at the $200 level. Thank you for that
call. Thank you, y'all.
So you can ask for that book at the $200 level. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. Another item that we have been offering here at KPFT, not just for Arab Voices, but during Amy Goodman and others, it's called Dirty Wars. Those who tune into the station are familiar with Jeremy Scahill, who is an investigative reporter, award-winning journalist. He has authored a book that's called Dirty Wars, and then they came out with the DVD Dirty Wars. Both of these items are available for you today at a pledge level of $240. I want to play a trailer. This is only about 2.5 minutes or so of Dirty Wars, the movie, to give you just a taste of that DVD. It's a must-see movie. It's truly a must-see. I mean, you'll be shocked when you watch that movie, that documentary film, Dirty Wars. Dirty Wars, again, there is a book and there is a movie, the DVD documentary film. Both of them are available at the thank you level of, or as a thank you, for a pledge level of $240. Let's listen in to a couple of minutes from Dirty Wars.
I got a strange phone call. Someone from the inside was reaching out to me. Someone close to the heart of the president's elite force.
There are hundreds of covert operations on multiple continents with the full support of the White House.
It's hard to say when this story began.
Greetings from Kabul, Afghanistan.
This was supposed to be the front line in the war on terror.
What's the name of this village out here?
But I knew I was missing the story. There was another war, hidden in the shadows. A night raid.
So there's the two men in the guest house were the first people killed. You saw the U.S. forces take the bullets out of the body?
Who were these men that stormed into Daoud's home? And why would they go to such horrifying lengths to cover up their actions?
Airstrikes, targeted killings. A lot of it was a questionable legality.
How had a covert unit taken over the largest war on the planet?
Joining us now is Jeremy Scahill.
Jeremy Scahill.
They're dismissing what you've done.
Why are you still alive? Are you paranoid? Not like everything Mar with. Oh, he's dead. What happened? He had an accident.
The list of raids read like a map of a hidden war.
The right guys would get targeted, plenty of other times the wrong people would get killed.
Algeria, Indonesia, Thailand, Jordan.
What we have essentially done is created one hell of a hammer. And for the rest of our generation, this force will be continually searching for an end.
Despite whatever conspiratorial theories, there's nothing to it.
If they are dangerous, if they are too strong, he definitely has a missile in his future.
It's important to know when the president can kill an American citizen and when they can.
When you are fighting with anyone, any option is open. No mess. America knows war. They are war masters.
Thank you.
Well, that was a trailer for the film documentary Dirty Wars. This is a must-see film documentary by Jeremy Scahill. Of course, he authored the book first, Dirty Wars, and then he came up with that film documentary. Investigative journalist, award-winning Jeremy Scahill. Those two gifts are available at the $240 level. This film, by the way, directed by Rick Rowley, whom we've had on this show live, by the way, before, has won the Cinematography Award for U.S. Documentary at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival and the Grand Jury Prize at the Boston Independent Film Festival. Variety calls this documentary film jaw-dropping, with the power to pry open government lockboxes, unquote. The Sundance jury said it is, quote, one of the most stunning-looking documentaries we've ever seen, unquote. Please give us a call right now at 713-526-5738 and support your community radio station. Pledge $240 level and ask for this DVD and book duo, Dirty Wars. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now. And upgrade your listenership to listener sponsors of KPFT, your community radio station. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. Tariq Ali, a longtime anti-war activist and author, whom we've had on this show many, many times. And he's been to Houston, and I've met him in Houston, and we've run some of his speeches, by the way, on this show and so on. He really dissects the U.S. foreign policy and what's happening throughout the world and so on in an outstanding way. And he has authored numerous books, by the way, throughout the year. One of them is called On History, Tariq Ali and Oliver Stone in Conversation, and so many other books. Tariq Ali, in one of the conversations we've had with him on this show, he made a comment about Arab Voices and how important this program is. Let's listen in to what Tariq Ali, the longtime anti-war activist and author, said about this program.
I'm very glad to be here. I think it's extremely important that we keep voices alive which tell the truth about what's going on in the Middle East. And so your show, I think, is a very important contribution to creating a diversity of opinion in a country where the mainstream media essentially reports one viewpoint.
Well, you've heard it from Tariq Ali. It is very important to keep voices alive, just like this program, that tells you the truth about what's happening in the Middle East and so on. Would you give us a call, please? Support this community radio station. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. 713-526-KPFT. Another thank you gift that we are offering this evening. It's available at the $150 level, and that is a book. Also a new one, relatively. It's called National Insecurity, The Cost of American Militarism, by Melvin Goodman. Yes, we've had him on this show live also before. He is the director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy, a former CIA analyst for 24 years, a former analyst at the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research. And he has authored this book with some unbelievable information in it. It's called National Insecurity, The Cost of American Militarism. That is available at the $150 level. We've had him live on this program before. Let's listen in to just sound bites, snippets from that interview that I conducted with him.
If you count all of the military facilities we have, not just the bases, but the smaller operating facilities, it's over 900, which is an unbelievable number. There's no other country in the world that tries to develop an international presence the way the United States does. And even when you no longer have need for these bases, look at Europe in the wake of World War II. I mean, look at it 65 years after the end of World War II. We still have important facilities in Germany and in Italy. We still have important facilities in Japan, Okinawa, South Korea. And we never take a hard look at what to do about these facilities. So I think you need to set up a base commission, which we've had for domestic bases, but is now a base commission for our international bases to significantly reduce the number of these facilities. And at the same time, when you look at our spending on military arms, we spend as much for defense as the rest of the world combined. And the figure that the public sees, the $560 billion figure, terribly understates what we actually spend, which is closer to $800 to $900 billion a year when you add in the costs of war, which is not in the base budget, or the cost of nuclear weapons, which is part of the Department of Energy. And when you look at the Veterans Administration, there's another $150 billion. So this is a tremendous amount of money that has now put the United States in a position where they can no longer afford to do the things they need to do domestically, which is what President Eisenhower warned about in the Cross of Iron speech that he gave in 1953. I mean, some hard thinking needs to be done about U.S. foreign policy and U.S. national security policy.
So what has gone wrong, going back to Eisenhower till now? For obviously it has been recognized so many years ago for us, even under the Obama administration, you know, looking for changes, the military bases, the military intervention, the militarization of our presence throughout the world is just on the rise, and the spending and making us here poorer and poorer and insecure. Why is there so many emphasis on military bases and presence and militarizing our operations throughout the world?
Well, one of the major problems, and President Eisenhower identified this when he gave his farewell address, was in the terms of the military-industrial complex, and particularly a Congress now, that when it looks at defense spending and military spending, to the Congress, these represent jobs programs in their states. So even when the military tries to cut back on the number of tanks or the number of armored personnel carriers or the kinds of aircraft we develop, quite often the Congress overrules the Pentagon and builds far more weaponry than the Pentagon can even justify. So we have created that military-industrial congressional complex that Eisenhower warned about in 1961 when he left the White House after 8 years. And also he made a warning about the dangers of permanent war, what that will do to civil liberties and personal liberties in the United States. And we have been in permanent war since 9/11. I think it's time to reexamine the authorization to use force from 2001. We have essentially been successful against the al-Qaeda organization, but now we're using weapons to deal with insurgencies in Yemen and Somalia, Libya in a sense, and Mali in terms of a Western role, where these are not insurgencies that threaten the United States. So we've clearly have overused the military weapon. And to paraphrase Mark Twain, you know, if every tool in your toolbox is a hammer, then all these problems start to look like nails. And that's the way we've approached these problems, in terms of a military decision first, whereas the use of military power should always be the last resort.
And I guess Iraq would be a prime example for that, how that military-industrial complex militarized that and justified, falsely, as we all know, the war in Iraq that cost us an unbelievable amount of money and deaths on both sides, especially in Iraq, unbelievable destruction of the country. And they ran away with it, and we have seen the rest of it.
Well, Iraq is even worse than that. Iraq, to me, is unconscionable, because if you look at the justification for war and the causes for war and the effort of the Bush administration to make the case for war, this was based on false intelligence, on intelligence that was tailored out of whole cloth, on specious intelligence. I mean, there were no weapons of mass destruction, and a lot of people knew that. There were no ties between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. There were no ties between Iraq and al-Qaeda. There was no Iraq role in 9/11. So this was an unconscionable effort that cost 4,500 American lives and an untold number of Iraqi lives, including innocent civilians. And Iraq is in a much worse shape now, and I'm not saying that Saddam Hussein was great for the international community, but he certainly wasn't a threat to the United States, and frankly, by 2003, he wasn't even a threat to his neighbors, because Iraq's economy had really been ruined by 20 years of Saddam's policies that relied on military power. But if you look at Iraq now, they're engaged in a civil war. There's the sectarian fighting that looks without end. There have been the past month has been incredibly violent in Iraq. There's really no building of civil institutions or civil governance. And we're looking at Iraq that could be fragmented into three states, a Kurdish state, a Sunni state, and a Shia state. And when you look at what's happening to its neighbor to the west in Syria and the impact of what could happen in Syria on Lebanon, you can see that the use of force by the United States has led to a series of policies that have created tremendous instability in the Middle East.
What would it take, do you think, to really make a change? Politicians, obviously, they are being bought kind of by these military companies and benefiting and so on. What will make a difference and change to realize that this militarization of our bases and continually waging wars after wars throughout the world and making us more poor and more less secure, what would make a difference here?
Well, I'm starting to wonder what could possibly make a difference. We've engaged in two wars that we have lost. Iraq was unwinnable to begin with, and essentially we left without succeeding in leaving behind a stable government. We're about to replicate that in Afghanistan. We're going to leave Afghanistan, or at least begin to significantly leave, without a stable government left behind. So you wonder, what does it take for the American people to realize that this incredible expenditure on military arms and the Pentagon and having a force deployed abroad, what has it really brought the United States in terms of national security interests?
All right. That was a portion of an interview that I conducted live on this program with Melvin Goodman, director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy and former CIA analyst for 24 years. I conducted that interview with him just a few months ago, and we've talked about national insecurity, the cost of American militarism. And that is the title of his new book, which is available this evening as a thank you gift if you choose to select it. If you call in and pledge $150 to support your community radio station, because we are, through our membership drive, Winter Membership Fund Drive, and we call upon you, our listeners, to support this station, to support Arab Voices that has been on the air for almost 12 years now, bringing you these guests and talking about these topics. Call right now, ask for that book, National Insecurity, The Cost of American Militarism by Melvin Goodman. It's available at the $150 level. We give it to you as a thank you gift if you choose to select it. Please give us a call right now. We are about 25 minutes or 23 minutes left for this program, and we do need to reach our goal this evening of $1,000. Last week it was $800, and we did meet that goal, and we'd like to meet our goal this evening of $1,000. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and upgrade your listenership. Again, we've talked about dirty wars. It was a hot item in the past, and it continues to be a hot item, so I want to talk about it again. Dirty wars, we have a combo available for you as a thank you gift at the $240 level. This is the Dirty Wars book and the Dirty Box documentary film by Jeremy Scahill. This is an award-winning investigative journalist, Jeremy Scahill, that authored that book, and now he has a documentary film called Dirty Wars. It has won several awards, and it's available, both of them are available for you this evening if you contribute $240. By the way, that film ran here in Houston. It was in June of last year, it was a sold-out house at that time. I wish they would run it again in the greater Houston area. But you can get it for yourself if you call us right now at 713-526-5738, and you can ask for the Dirty Wars combo, book and DVD, at the $240 level. Glenn Greenwald, the New York Times best-selling author, and he used to be with The Guardian, he said, there is no journalist in America who has exposed the truth about U.S. government militarism more bravely, more relentlessly, and more valuably than Jeremy Scahill. Dirty Wars is highly gripping and dramatic, and of unparalleled importance in understanding the destruction being sown in our name. This is Glenn Greenwald talking about Dirty Wars and about Jeremy Scahill. Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, said Dirty Wars is not politically correct. It is not a history of the last decade as seen from inside the White House or from the pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Scahill's book takes us inside Dick Cheney's famed dark side and tells us with convincing detail and much new information what has been done in the name of America since 9/11. Give us a call right now. Ask for the Dirty Book DVD. Ask for the Dirty Book, Dirty Wars book and Dirty Wars DVD at the $240 level. If you can't afford $240 level right now, you can say, hey, split them over a 12-month period and we'd be more than happy to work it out with you. But it's important to give us a call. And any amount you can pledge will help us reach our goal, will be crucial for us. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call. We come to you only four times a year to ask for your support every quarter because we rely on you, the listeners, not the corporate world, to stay vibrant, to stay healthy, simply to stay on the air. We pay transmission fees, electricity, telephone bills. I mean, we are running a radio station, 100,000 watt transmitters we have that we are reaching way much farther than we used to. So, and we have a lot of listeners out there, but we need you to call us. Please give us a call right now. Support what we do.
Yes, 713-526-5738. Saeed, I know it is a chilly Wednesday evening as we head later into the night. It will only get a little bit cooler. And right now, we would like you to please warm up the Pledge Center, put some smiles on some faces, and motivate other people to make those pledges of support. 713-526-5738. As Saeed said, we have the Dirty Wars book and DVD available. We've got a lot of fantastic thank you gifts. Amy Goodman is coming to town February the 22nd. We can get you in the house for that event. $90 pledge will get you a ticket to get in the door. We do need you to give us a call. 713-526-5738 is that number to call right now. Important contextual international news coverage. You get that here every single week on Arab Voices. You get a range of unique and important guests. You have an engaging conversation every single week, and we're asking for you on this, our final edition of the membership campaign for this program, to please help us out. Give us that boost to ensure that we're able to reach this $1,000 goal. I believe that we can do it. We can do it with your pledge, though. Your contribution makes all the difference for this program. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT is that number to call. We do want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. We cannot do this without you. We can only do it with you. Your pledge does count. 713-526-5738. Since 1970, KPFT has relied on listeners just like you to ensure that this unique and important programming continues. Remember, someone else came along before you to ensure that this station was available for you to hear this valuable program. Can you make that pledge of support and make sure that someone else has an opportunity to hear this information, an important challenge to what we get in commercial media? 713-526-5738. Hearing this program and hearing an important reply to the coverage that we oftentimes hear on the CNNs and Foxes and elsewhere is critical. It is an important service that you help enable to provide with your support. Please remember that you will help others when you make that pledge. We have wonderful thank you gifts. You're also helping yourself when you make those contributions, but you will also help this community at large. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. We have four open phone lines right now. We are awaiting your pledge of support. Many opportunities to make that contribution. 713-526-5738. You can get the Dirty Wars book and DVD combo. We also have the brand new Democracy Now! Sundance set, the four DVD package of interviews and recordings for Democracy Now! From their recent trip to the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. Your contribution will make a big difference, and you can get that thank you gift
recorded last week for DVD set from Democracy Now!, please call 713-526-5738. Many remember the late folk singer Pete Seeger just passed away. We do have several Democracy Now! Packs from Pete Seeger that we're offering this hour. Every single gift we are happy to provide to you, but we do want you to please support KPFT, this program. We have a $1,000 goal to raise. We are nearly halfway there, but we are rapidly running out of time, which means your call is really going to help inspire someone else to pledge. 713-526-5738 is that number to call right now.
Absolutely. And ask for the tickets for Amy Goodman. Ernesto alluded to it earlier. By Friday, those tickets will be gone.
Sold
out. Most likely. Amy Goodman will be in town, and you can have lunch with Amy Goodman. It's going to be a small gathering, limited to 90 people. It's $90 per ticket. You get to have lunch with Amy and listen to her talk. Amy Goodman will be here on February 22nd. That's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. February 22nd, Saturday, Amy Goodman in town. You can have lunch with her and listen to her talk. $90 for one person or $180 for two tickets. The tickets won't last long. Please call right now. Support your community radio station. Ask for those tickets. Have lunch with Amy. Listen to Amy. See Amy. Meet Amy here in Houston. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. We simply cannot do it without you, ladies and gentlemen. Your call makes a difference, just like the nine people who called in last week during Arab Voices. And they made that difference. They made us reach the goal last week. We are hoping you could do the same today. Please call us right now. Make that call. Make a difference. Without your support, we cannot do this show. Support freedom of the media. Support independent media. It costs about $150 to $180 per hour to run this radio station. Think about that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 100,000 watts transmitters. So if you appreciate the diverse topics we cover, the issues we raise, the expert guests we bring you every Wednesday, please call us right now. Support your community radio station. 713-526-5738 is the number. When you call in and give them your information, they will ask you, would you like to be thanked on the air? You can say yes, mention my first name or mention my full name, or you can choose to remain anonymous. So that's your option. Please give us a call right now. Support your station. Support this community radio station. Mm-hmm. This commercial-free, that's very critical. It's commercial-free community radio station. Without you, we cannot do it. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call right now and support your community radio station. Another thank you gift that we are offering is the special 4-DVD set called a Nakba. This is new that we started offering last membership drive, and this is a 4-DVD documentary that has been released recently over the last few months. It is a series on the Palestinian catastrophe of 1948 that led to the disposition and the problem that still endures. It's, by the way, a Nakba, English word, Arabic word for catastrophe. And it's about the history of the Palestinian exodus that led to the first Arab-Israeli war in 1948 and the establishment of the State of Israel. It goes back to the 1799 with Napoleon's attempted advance into Palestine, to the British expansion, the British Mandate, and it really dissects the history of the Palestinian problem. The narrative moves through the 19th century into the 20th century with the British mandate in Palestine and comes right up to the day, to this date in the 21st century and the ongoing Nakba on the ground. This special 4-DVD set is available for you this evening at the $150 level contribution. In this 4-DVD set, four different series, four different segments that they talk about in Nakba, you will hear information they will reveal for the first time revealed to the world. Expert guests appear on those 4-DVD sets, and they talk about a lot of information. Why don't we listen in to a snippet from one of those DVDs? This is from the 4-DVD set in Nakba. Call and ask for them. They're available at the 150, all four DVDs available at the $150 level contribution. Let's listen in to a Nakba.
O Israelites, rise up. This is the moment. France is extending its hand to you with the legacy of Israel. Rush to reclaim your position amongst the peoples of the world. Napoleon's appeal made headlines in the French press, but Napoleon was defeated. The only memory of him left in Acre is a statue that bears his name erected at the top of a hill. Yet Napoleon's idea of creating a Jewish presence in the region did not die. 40 years later, Britain revived the plan in response to Muhammad Ali's attempts to unify Egypt and Syria. In 1840, the British Foreign Secretary, Lord Palmerston, wrote to his ambassador in Istanbul, "You have to convince the Sultan and his entourage that it is high time to open Palestine for the immigration of Jews." The number of Jews in Palestine at that time did not exceed 3,000. At the head of the Jewish community's response to the British initiative was Baron Edmund de Rothschild. He visited Palestine on 4 occasions to explore investment opportunities and spent over 14 million francs to establish 30 Jewish settlements. The most important amongst these was Rishon LeZion, which raised this flag in 1885 while Palestine was still under Ottoman rule. Today, the remains of Baron Rothschild lie in a mausoleum near Haifa, where Israeli children come to learn about a wealthy man who supported Israel over 100 years ago. In 1885, the term Zionism was first coined by the Austrian writer Nathan Birnbaum. The aim of Zionism was settlement in Palestine. The word Zionism is derived from Zion, the name of a hill in Jerusalem. In 1896, the Zionist journalist Theodor Herzl published his book, The Jews' State, written in German. But the Jews of Europe were dreaming of immigrating to America. This is why Dr. Max Nordau, Herzl's right-hand man, sent 2 eminent rabbis to visit Palestine. They sent back a reply of only 1 line that read, "The bride is beautiful, but she is married to another man." Nordau understood that Palestine was not, as Herzl said, a land without people, but a land with a people that had lived there for thousands of years. The following year, Nordau and Birnbaum participated under Herzl's leadership in the first Zionist Congress in the Swiss city of Basel. The Congress adopted a program for the establishment of a recognized homeland for the Jewish people in Palestine. Britain reiterated its interest in establishing a Jewish state when its Prime Minister, Campbell Bannerman, announced that it would be important to establish a strong foreign presence close to the point where the Mediterranean was linked with the Red Sea.
All right, I have to cut it right there because we only have 7 minutes left during Arab Voices to raise our goal of $1,000 this evening. So what you were listening to was a snippet from the 4-DVD series, An-Nakba, that's available for you this evening if you call in and pledge $150 level. And you can ask for that as a thank you gift. 4 DVDs that talk about An-Nakba. The narrative moves through the 19th century into the present time and dissects and talks about the history of Israel and Palestine. Arab, Israeli, and Western intellectuals, historians, and eyewitnesses provide the central narrative, which is accompanied by archive material and documents, many only recently released for the first time in those four DVD set. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call and support Arab Voices, support your community radio station. Only 6 minutes left. We'd love to reach our goal of $1,000. Please give us a call right now. Support your community radio station. Support what we do on this program and at this radio station.
713-526-5738. Saeed, I am saddened to report that we are still about halfway to our goal right now, which means we need several of you picking up those lines, lighting them up. 713-526-5738. Maybe you'd like to be in the house for Amy Goodman's appearance here on February 22nd. Maybe you would like to pick up the Al-Nakba DVD combo that we have available, or one of the books that we have referred to, or Dirty Wars, the book and DVD package. Whatever you can do, every single amount makes a difference. We have about $500 to raise between now and the top of the hour. Now, you may say to yourself, that's probably not something I can do. And that is perfectly fine, because together is how we make these goals. If you can make that pledge of support, maybe you can pledge at the $10 a month level, maybe you can pledge it at the $20 a month level, or a dollar a day level, or just $5 per month, or just a $40 pledge. It all makes a difference. We can get to this goal, but we can't do it without you. And without these lines ringing, we will not make it. So I know that you appreciate the program. I know you value what this program does. Please make sure you support it. Please make that difference right now. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. Please make those contributions. We do need to get several of you on the line right now. 713-526-5738.
Please give us a call. Support your community radio station. Support what we do. We have been doing it for so many years, so many topics, so many guests that have appeared on this show. We'd love to hear from you. Please help us reach our goal. 5 minutes left. If we get five people to call at $100 each, or three people at $150 or whatever, we will reach our goal, because we are about halfway into our goal. We've had this before in the last 2-3 minutes. Several callers call. Well, this is the last few minutes. There are no more minutes left after 4 minutes from now for this program. Please help us reach our goal. Support your community radio station. Support this station that brings you this program for the entire greater Houston area. 713-526-KPFT. So many thank you gifts. We've talked about them this evening. They are available. You can ask about them questions when you call in and talk to our volunteers who are standing by waiting for your call. Your contributions are tax deductible at the end of the year, because we are a nonprofit organization, 501c3. 713-526-KPFT is that phone number to call right now. Upgrade your listenership. Ask for any of the thank you gifts that we have been offering you, or other programs have been offering. Ask for the tickets to see Amy Goodman. She will be in Houston speaking on Saturday, February 22nd.
Yes.
$90 per person, $180 for two. A small event, 90 people max. You get to meet her. You get to speak with her. She will be speaking. She will be talking. You'll get to have lunch with her. 713-526-5738 is that phone number to call and support your community radio station. Support KPFT. Support what we do. 713-526-5738. Please go ahead. Call us right now. Support your community radio station, because simply that's how we can do it. We can do it with you, with your call. Be that next caller. Make a difference. Help keep the momentum. We did reach our goal last Wednesday. We'd love to reach it again today.
Absolutely.
The phones are open. There is room for your call. 713-526-5738. We have been bringing you news that you can trust. You value in-depth news coverage, just like what we do on this show and other programs right here at KPFT. 713-526-5738. 2 minutes left. We will still be here to take your calls. We'll be here to take your contributions so we can reach our goal.
713-526-5738. We can reach this goal, but we cannot do without you, folks. We cannot make this pledge of support without you. We cannot make this goal without your pledge.
We really do need you to please pick up the phone. Please support your community radio station. Please ensure that you have access to this information. We oftentimes talk about access to information and how you can readily get information elsewhere on the internet and on television and whatnot. But those outlets
Thank
are supported. Thank
you
so much by advertisers. And as we have sadly seen people like Noam Chomsky have spoken about this, as advertisers begin to dictate how the livelihoods of media are found, they begin to dictate content, and troublingly so, that is a very big problem with the idea of democracy when advertisers begin to call the shots in terms of content. KPFT depends on listeners like you to ensure that we're able to bring you the content that matters to you. Without your support, outlets like this do go away. And it's a sad fact, but it has happened. Many stations around the country have gone silent as funds have dried up. So we're asking for you, please don't forget that. Please, in this last minute, make your pledge. 713-526-5738.
Less than a minute left. We will still be here. We will take your call. Please give us a call. We do need to meet our goal. We have maybe two people on the phone right now taking calls. We want to hear more so we can reach our goal. Please give us a call right now. Any amount you can pledge would be grateful, would help us reach our goal. It doesn't matter, $100, $150, $365, whatever you can afford. Only time left is to thank each and every